To discard it, 6.
One.
Invalid selection. Try again. To send this message, press pound or hang up. To play it, 3. To re-record it.
Dr. Pierre, it's 1:05 a.m. Sunday, the 9th of January, 2022. On this day, a year ago, I was involved in a siege, an actual siege. I was in a motel room. I was in a motel room from prior to the date of the New Year, and I stayed until the 3rd. And on the 3rd, actually between overnight, there was an impersonation that happened on the graveyard. An impersonation of a fire who contacted me and was engaging in conversation. He was using real people, real photos of a fire, but he was also an impersonation. In my coursework, I had gone to several fire stations, one of which is in Hollywood. I went to the Ontario station and was trying to get a fireman involved in Florida, which is his. And somehow, somebody from the community decided to impersonate a fireman. So I was going to try to get a couple other things. I was going to try to get an actual San Bernardino police officer to come in the morning on the checkout time. And I also had an incident with an actual violence of a person who had stopped midnight after midnight and took him out of the room. He was put on other problems. What happened on the 3rd was put onto a 911 text chat. Text conversation. You think of 911 text services that are connected to 911.gov. 2 hours prior to the event. Basically, I described to these events that happened, predicting it. I told them that I wasn't going to leave until I had the officer. See, what happened was security takeover. Excuse me, overnight. And then forced entry. When they forced entry, I took what I had in my text messaging to the police, that I was going to break the mirror. Break the mirror, and what I'm going to do with that? I'm going to break the mirror and I'm going to stab my neck because I'm not going to go to a place that is intentionally abusing me, perhaps to missing. Do you know the stats that there are 600,000 people missing every year? A lot of people come back, but in the United States of America, Dr. Pierre, do you realize how outrageous of a number that is? That is what I am fearful of. You see, I'm going to get trapped in, with all these people that are actually involved in this problem that you have generated. You have generated. Now, I've been very nice to you. I serve a single clip. Hey, Mr. Driscoll, I've been listening to you. I've been actually paying attention to you. I've been actually respecting you. I'm trying to respect your view. Your view is wrong. Your view is wrong on so many accounts, and obviously you're the person responsible for the activity. You are actually engaged in the activity. Game stalking, along with TikTok and some other things, are tools of a cyber war against the United States of America. As in, game stalking is a cyber war produced by technology against the citizens of the United States of America. It's treasonous. Treasonous, sir. To hold on to your view and not take into account the full view of scope that gang stalking is real. The bias that you have, if you forensically analyze your article online, It's obviously, forensically analyzed your statements about Dr. Sherrington on your article. I demand that you take that down. Now, look at the Reuters research, fact check, and you'll know.
To send this message, press pound or hang.